哈利路亚，奉主是圣名，我们继续下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our service.
在这个下午，我们要看启示录当中的四匹马。
This afternoon, we will study the four horses in the book of Revelation.
我们请翻到启示录的第六章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 6.
圣经当中的最后一卷。启示录的第六章
The last book in the Bible, Revelation chapter 6.
我们看从第一节到第八节
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 8.
启示录的六章第一节
Revelation chapter 6 verse 1.
第一节我看见羔羊揭开七印中第一印的时候就听见四活物中的一个活物声音像雷说你来第二节我就观看见有一匹白马骑在马上的拿着弓并有冠冕赐给他他便出来胜了又要胜第三节
Verse 3.
揭开第二印的时候我听见第二个活物说你来第四节
Verse 4.
就另有一匹马出来是红的有权柄给那骑马的可以从地上夺去太平使人相杀又有一把大刀赐给他第五节揭开第三印的时候我听见第三个活物说你来我就观看见有一匹黑马骑在马上的手里拿着天平第六节我听见那四活物中似乎有声音说一钱银子买一升麦子一钱银子买三升的大麦油和酒不可糟蹋第七节
Verse
7. 揭开第四印的时候我听见第四个活物说你来第八节
Verse 8.
我就观看见有一匹灰色马骑在马上的名字叫做死音符也随着他有权柄赐给他们可以用刀剑饥荒瘟疫野兽杀害地上四分之一的人阿们、在启示录当中使徒约翰看到将来必要成的事
In Revelation, Elder John saw the things that will happen in the future.
所以在启示录中有很有名的七印七号还有七个碗
And the Revelation, there are seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls.
来告诉我们说，在世界的尽头，世界要进入末世之后，将要发生的事。
That the things that will happen in the end times.
所以很多人觉得启示录深奥难懂。
Many people think that Revelation is hard to understand.
这是关于未来的预言，不是我们所能知道的。
These are prophecies that we cannot know.
有的人特别喜欢钻研启示录。
And there are some people who like to study Revelation.
好像想要在这里面当中得到那将来要发生事情的智慧。
To gain wisdom about the things in the future.
所以很多人会把启示录的内容拿出来告诉我们说这是什么这是什么这是什么
So some people will interpret things in Revelation and tell you this is this.
但是我觉得说今天我们读启示录不一定要把它谈到或套入未来的预言
But for me, we don't have to talk about the prophecies for the future.
为什么先不用谈到预言呢
Why don't we need to talk about the prophecy?
因为你不管怎么猜
Because it doesn't matter how you guess.
你都不知道你到底讲的对还是不对
You wouldn't know if you're right or wrong.
像这里讲到启示录的四匹马
For example, the four horses in Revelation.
有人就讲说啊，这就是什么国家这就是哪一个国家
Some will say this is this country and that is that country.
像启示录当中的兽啊，有一只兽
Or the beast.The beast in Revelation.
他讲到说这个兽有七个头有十个角。
There are seven heads and ten horns.
有人说啊就是哪一个国家啊这就是欧盟啊这是什么国家
And some will say this is this country and the EU.
你怎么知道
How do you know?
你怎么知道这一定你怎么知道你讲的就是这神所预言将来的事
How do you know that this is what God prophesied?
哦，如果你不知道，那你就是猜而已啊。
If you don't know, then you're just taking a guess.
啊，如果猜错了，你就变成假先知啦。
If your guess is wrong, then you are a false prophet.
哦，所以我们不一定要想尽办法来读启示录，要说这就是未来的什么什么人或什么什么国家。
We don't have to interpret it as to this is so and so person or so and so country.
啊，但是有人就走的另外一个极端。
But there are some who would be on the other end of the extreme.
启示录太深奥了，是我们不能理解的。
Revelation is too deep, we cannot understand.
啊，所以启示录太神秘了，我们不要读，最好不要读。
It's too mysterious, so let's not read it.
啊，但是我们如果记得我们在学习启示录的第一次。
But if we study Revelation for the first time,
啊，在启示录当中有七个福气。
There are seven blessings in the Revelation.
我们看启示录的第一章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
启示录的一章第三节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 3.
这里说，念这书上预言的和听见又遵守其中记载的都是有福的，因为日子近了。所以在这里约翰告诉我们，
John tells us，
他说啊，启示录你要读，
You have to read Revelation，
因为读启示录的人是有福气的人。
Blessed is he who reads，
啊，能够借着启示录来思想人生。
You can think about life with the book of Revelation，
因为思想人生就得到智慧。
When you reflect, you have wisdom，
因为得到智慧就改变生活的方法。
When you have wisdom, you will change your lifestyle，
因为改变生活的方法就得到得救的把握。
When you change your lifestyle, we can receive salvation。
哦，所以我们今天在学习启示录。
So today when we study Revelation，
更重要的是说，这当中所说的道理到底在我们的信仰生活当中和我们什么关系。
We have to think about how does it relate to our life of faith.
这才是重要的。
That's what is important.
哦，所以今天我们来看这启示录当中的四匹马。
So today we study the four horses in the Revelation.
其实也就是七个印当中的前四印。
They are the first four seals of the seven seals.
那这四匹马，第六章的四匹马，对我们来说是什么意思呢？
So what do these four seals mean to us in chapter 6?
我们看回来启示录的第六章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 6.
启示录六章的第一节。
Chapter 6,
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节说，我就观看见有一匹白马，骑在马上的拿着弓，并有冠冕赐给他，便出来胜了又要胜。啊，在这里讲到第一匹就是白马的出现。
The first horse was a white horse.
啊，这里如果今天谈到你跟我的信仰生活，
If we're looking at our life of faith，
就是一个人认识了耶稣，找到了真道，有得救的盼望。
When someone finds Jesus and receives the truth, they have this hope of salvation.
说你今天你来到了真教会，你找到了回家的道路。
So when you come to the true church, you have found the way home.
你就可以做这个骑在白马上，能够在生命当中得胜的人。
You can become one who rides on the white horse and will conquer.
所以在这里当白马出现了。
When the white horse came.
代表的是，告诉我们的是，我们今天生命当中有了真实的盼望。
Means that we have a true hope in our life.
因为认识了耶稣。
Because you know Jesus.
因为明白了圣经。
Because you understand the Bible.
因为遵守了道理。
Because you keep the word.
所以你今天成为这得着白马，有白马的这一个啊，这个得救的信徒。
Then you can become a white horse who has the hope of salvation.
那在这里讲说，这个白马有一些很重要的地方。
And there are some important things about this white horse.
啊，为什么你能够胜了又要胜？
How can he conquer and conquer?
信仰的路上就是不断的挑战，不断的遇到压力跟攻击，但是你要得胜才可以。
In the life of faith, you will continue to be challenged and attacked, but you have to conquer.
你要怎么样才能够得胜呢？
How can you conquer?
这里第一个讲说，骑在马上的拿着弓。
It says, he who sat on it had a bow.
哦，所以你手上是有拿着弓。
In your hand, there is a bow.
啊，弓是拿来射箭。
You will shoot arrows.
弓是拿来打仗。
You will fight battles.
弓是拿来得胜的。
You will conquer.
啊，但是这个弓到底是什么？
But what is a bow?
啊，在希腊文当中，
In Greek,
他们所用的弓跟天上的彩虹是同一个字。
It is the same. The bow is the same word as a rainbow.
所以你在这里说骑在马上的拿着彩虹也是可以的。
So you can say he who sat on it had a rainbow.
那彩虹又是哪里来的呢
？So where do rainbows come from？
我们如果知道在启示录当中啊，当洪水毁灭的世界。
So when the flood destroyed the earth.
我们来看一下启示录。我们来看启示录的第八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 8.
第九章哦。
Chapter 9.
我们看启示录的第九章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 9.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。神说我与你们并你们这里的各样活物所立的永约是有记号的13节我把虹放在云彩中这就可做我与地立约的记号第14节我使云彩盖地的时候必有虹现在云彩中15节我便纪念我与你们和各样血肉的活物所立的约水就不再泛滥毁坏一切有血肉之物了第十六节十六节说虹必现在云彩中我看见就要纪念我与地上各样有血肉的活物所立的永约在这里洪水出现了
So when the flood came
而且洪水毁灭了世界
The flood destroyed the earth
只有挪亚一家以及在方舟上的各样的动物生存下来
Only Noah's household and the animals that are in the ark survive
在这个洪水过了之后
After the flood passed
神对挪亚的一家说
God said to Noah,
他说我要跟你们立一个约要给你们做一个记号
So I will make a sign of the covenant will
使你们看到这个记号就知道神不会再用洪水毁灭这个世界
When you see this sign you will know that God will not destroy the earth with flood
为什么要这样呢
Why?
因为在挪亚在洪水之前他们是不会下雨的
Before the flood, there was no rain.
所以在洪水之前，天不下雨。
So before the flood, there was no rain.
也不需要下雨。
There was no need for rain.
圣经里讲说啊，从地里就会发出各样的水蒸气啊，从地上就有露水就出现了，所以他们是不需要下雨的。
The Bible says the ground will produce vapor, so they do not need rain.
所以第一场下雨就是洪水下来毁灭世界。
So the flood was actually the first rain, and that destroyed the earth.
所以从那以后人就会害怕了。
And afterwards, people became scared.
为什么？这个叫创伤症候群呢？就是你受到，因为你曾经你看到，哎，那个好像要下雨咯，会不会又要毁灭世界啊？你会害怕，你会害怕。
When they see the rain, they will be traumatized because they will be scared that they will be destroyed.
所以神并不希望他的儿女每天活在害怕跟恐惧当中。
So God does not want his children to live in fear.
所以啊，虽然有下雨，但是因为你看到彩虹的记号，就告诉你说，神不会再用洪水毁灭世界。
Though there is rain, but when you see the rainbow, you will be reminded that God will not use the water to destroy earth.
所以彩虹是一个救恩的记号。
So rainbow is a sign of salvation.
当你看到彩虹，你就知道说神有怜悯，神有恩典，神会拯救。
When you see the rainbow, you will remember that God is merciful and He will save.
说这就是彩虹的记号，它所代表的价值。
And that is a value in the sign of rainbow.
但是当我们回到启示录的第六章
，If we look back to Revelation chapter 6,
他说你今天要成为得胜的基督徒，要像耶稣基督一样，骑在白马上，胜了又要胜。
If you want to conquer like Jesus on this white horse,
能够有一个成功的信仰，真正认识耶稣，有回天国的把握。
To have a successful life of faith and to return to heavenly home.
他说，你手上要拿着彩虹的记号。
You have to have the sign of rainbow in you.
就是在人生当中常常纪念到主耶稣的恩典。
In your life, you continue to remember the grace of Jesus.
就好像我们每一次在圣餐礼之后都会给大家做的学习。
Just like we learn in our Holy Communion.
主耶稣讲说，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me.
这就是彩虹的记号。
That is the sign of rainbow.
因为想到恩典，想到救赎，想到将来拥有的盼望。
When you remember grace and salvation, you remember the hope.
使我们今天在生命当中，不管遇到任何的环境、任何的考验，都能够永不离开信仰。
In your life, regardless of what you encounter, you will not leave your faith.
哦，所以手上要有救恩的记号，要认识耶稣。
So you have to have the sign of salvation. You have to know Jesus.
啊，这里说并且要得着冠冕。
And he also it also says he has a crown.
我们看回来启示录的第六章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 6.
启示录第六章的第二节。
Verse 2.
啊、这里说有一匹白马骑在上面的拿着弓并有冠冕赐给他这里讲说这个骑在马上的他得到了一个冠冕
He who sat on the white horse, he received a crown、
啊、因为手里拿着弓因为头上戴着冠冕使得他能够胜了又要胜
He had a bow in his hand and he had a crown that was given to him so he went out conquering and to conquer、
啊、这个冠冕又代表着什么意思呢
What does a crown mean?
啊、这里呀、啊、在啊、在希腊文当中这个冠冕有两个不一样的字。
In Greek, there are two words for, the crown.
啊、只是在英文的翻译或者是在中文的翻译它都是翻一样的字。
But it is the same translation in English.
啊、英文中文都是写冠冕都是写 crown。
In English, it just says crown.
啊，但是其实，在希腊文当中，它有两个完全不一样的字。
But in Greek, there are two different words.
啊，它一个字叫做 Stephanos.
At first, is Stephanos.
另外一个字叫做另外一个叫做 Diadem. 啊 ，Diadem.
The other one is Diadem.
啊，虽然两个都是冠冕
，they both mean crown.
但是这两个冠冕所代表的意义却完全的不一样。
But they represent different meanings.
啊，什么叫做 diadem?
What is a diadem?
Diadem 就是啊，现在国王在戴的那种金冠冕、镶宝石哦，各样的华美，这个叫做 diadem.
The diadem is the golden crown that's full of jewelries for kings.
哦，就是我们今天想到哇，戴皇冠啊，就是那个叫做 diadem.
A crown for the king.
啊，但是呢，当我们讲到 Stephanos,
but for Stephanos,
Stephanos 就是完全不一样的意思啦。
They have a completely different meaning.
因为 Stephanos 它本身不值钱
They do not have values.
它本身只是桂树枝啊，那个桂冠啊，用桂树的树枝Lario, Lario, Lario,
Lario.
它只是用桂树的树枝把它编起来的。的一个用树枝的冠冕
The lyrical sticks that are woven into a crown
啊，你会觉得说一只树枝用树枝编起来的冠冕有什么价值呢
What is the crown made of sticks? What is it? What value does it have?
在他们那个年代桂冠的价值绝对不会输给这个皇冠的重要
But in that time that kind of wood is not less valuable than a crown
因为桂冠只有比赛得胜的人才可以戴
Because it is only for those who are victorious in a competition、
哦、在他们那个时候有奥林匹克、哦、Olympic、哦、
And they have Olympics、
哦、有各项的竞争比武比赛只有最后的得胜者才有资格戴上这个桂冠
Only the winners of these competition can have this crown
而这个桂冠它的名字就叫做 Stephanos
And it is called Stephanos.
哦，啊，这个桂冠本身它并没有金钱上的价值。
And they have no monetary value.
但是它却代表着至高的荣耀。
But they represent a most glory.
你只要有钱
，if you have money，
你就可以去买 diadem。
You can buy a diadem.
哦，你只要有钱，你花得起，你用孔金咩？哦，你要用金子做，要镶宝石，随便你，反正你有钱就可以。
As long as you have money, you can buy these golden crowns.
啊，但是啊，这个 Stephanos 的桂冠，你除非是在比武场上、赛跑场上那个第一名，要不然你不能戴的。
But for Stephanos, they are reserved for the winners of competition.
你如果戴的话，你会被人家笑死啊。
If you wear them, people will laugh at you.
那所以啊，圣经里面告诉我们啊。
So Bible tells us.
我们来看提摩太后书的第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书的第二章
Second Timothy chapter 2
第二章的第五节
Verse 5
第五节
5
这里说人若在场上比武非按规矩就不能得冠冕这里也是 Stephanos 啊
This crown is Stephanos
啊，这里告诉我们说我们在场上比武如果没有按照规矩你是不能够得到冠冕的
If anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
今天信仰这一条路就好像比赛一样。
In a journey of faith, it is like an athletic.
好像你在奔跑，一定要跑过终点，你才能够得胜，得到这个桂冠。
It's like a race. You have to make it to the finish line, then you can be crowned.
所以我们今天都要得到这个桂冠。
So today we also have to have this crown.
才能够胜了又要胜，成为一个得胜的基督徒。
Then we can conquer and conquer and become a victorious Christian.
但是在这里，圣经给我们一个要求。
The Bible has a requirement.
他说凡在场上比武的不按规矩就不能得冠冕。
The Bible says he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
所以今天你要信耶稣，你想要得救，你想要成功，你必须要守规矩，你才有资格。
So when you believe in Jesus and you want to be saved, you have to go according to the rules.
很可惜的是，我们今天所谓的基督徒，很多人都不知道规矩是什么，或者是不在意要不要守规矩。
But many Christians, they do not know the rules or they do not care about keeping.
虽然说是信耶稣
，they believe in Jesus，
但是人生完全没有做任何的改变。
But in their life, they're not changed.
虽然好像有聚会
，even if they come to service，
但是总是要求神，你要配合我的喜好。
But God has to go according to their preference.
我没有要改变
，I'm not going to change.
所以神你不高兴，那是你的事情。
If God, you are not happy, then that's your problem.
圣经虽然这样写
，The Bible says this.
但是我不想遵守，你又能够拿我怎么样呢
？If I don't want to keep it, what can you do to me?
很多基督徒以为信耶稣就是要有爱心要怜悯，要包容要慈爱好像讲来讲去，基督徒就只有一个爱而已。
Many Christians like to talk about love and mercy.
好像信耶稣，你只要做善事那个有点怜悯心，你就会进天国。
As long as you believe in Jesus, and you have mercy, then you will enter into heaven.
很抱歉，你想的太美，你想的太好了。
I'm sorry, but that is not true.
因为主耶稣讲的很清楚
Lord Jesus is very clear.
他说，天国是努力的人进去的，努力的人才能得着。
The heavenly kingdom is for those who strive.
路加福音里面告诉我们说，你要进天国，你要经过窄门。
And Book of Luke tells us that you have to enter through the narrow gate.
保罗告诉我们说我们要进天国需要经历许多的艰难。
Paul says you have to go through many tribulations.
彼得告诉我们在彼得前书说你信耶稣遇到患难不要觉得有什么奇怪的。
Peter says do not be surprised for when you encounter tribulation.
但是我们今天所谓的信耶稣常常就是我有聚会我很有爱心我是个好人
But many times when we are Christians, we think that we have love and we come to service.
圣经里面讲说，你不按照规矩比武的，断不能得到冠冕。
But Bible says he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
所以我们今天希望有一个得胜的生活。
Today we want to conquer.
你就必须要手拿着彩虹，并且要按照规矩来活。
You have to have the rainbow in your hand. You have to go according to the rules.
就是抓住主的救恩，并且明白主对我们的道理，主在道理上对我们的要求。
To hold on to his salvation and to understand his requirement for us.
这就是能够在信仰的路上胜了又要胜。
So we can conquer in the journey of faith.
接下来就出现了第二匹马。
Then there is a second horse.
第二匹马在第六章的第四节。
Chapter 6 verse 4.
第四节说，另外有一匹马出来是红的，有权柄赐给这骑马的，从地上夺去太平，使人相杀，有一把大刀赐给他。这里出现信仰路的第二个阶段。
This is the second stage in the life of faith.
第一个阶段就是手抓住救恩，改变自己的生活跟行为。
The first stage is to have salvation in your hand and to change your life.
但是第二个阶段就是大逼迫的开始。
The second stage, it is the beginning of tribulation.
这里讲说红马出现了。
There is a red horse.
红马出现，而且要逼迫相杀，并且手中有大刀。
There is killing and there is a great sword.
我们来看马太福音的第24章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音的24章。
Matthew 24.
第二十四章的第九节
，verse nine，
第九节
，verse nine。
那时，人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。第十节
，verse ten。
那时，必有许多的人跌倒，也要彼此的陷害，彼此的恨恶。第十一节
，eleven。
有好些假先知起来，迷惑多人。十二节。 因为不法的事增多，许多人爱心就渐渐的冷淡了。第十三节，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。在这里是主耶稣告诉我们的。
This is what Jesus
他说啊，来到末了的时候。
In the end times,
他说会有大逼迫的出现。
There will be tribulations.
他说人的敌人可能是自己家中的人。
That the enemies may be from your family.
啊，并不是你想跟他做敌人。
Not that you want to be enemies.
而是因为信仰的关系而你会受到压力，你会受到逼迫。
But because of your faith, you will be pressured, you will be persecuted.
啊，因为他们不喜欢你信的耶稣。
They do not like the Jesus you believe in.
所以他们可能会要求你改变你的信仰。
They may want you to change your faith.
啊，这个时候你必须要做挣扎。你必须要做选择。
And there is a struggle, you have to make a choice.
你是要放下耶稣来让家人喜悦呢？
You want to put down Jesus and please your family.
还是要抹去眼泪在信仰路上继续坚持呢？
Or to wipe away your tears and insist on your faith.
哦，所以啊，成为敌人并不是我们乐意或者主动的。
It's not that we choose to become enemies.
而是因为为了要坚持我们对信仰上的持守而必须要面对的必然。
But it is, it will happen because we want to hold on to our faith.
啊，所以在这里谈到一个信仰的路。
And this is a journey of faith.
它从来不是顺利的。
It is not smooth.
它必须要经历许多的考验。
It will be tested.
啊，所以在这里讲说，红马会出现在你我的信仰生活里面。
So this red horse will come into our life of faith.
那但是你说，哎，我信耶稣信蛮久的啊。
You say I believe for a long time.
我每天都只有白马而已。
There is only the white horse.
我从来没有红马出现。
I've never met a red horse.
没有逼迫，没有压力，没有患难，没有困苦。
There is no pressure. There is no tribulation.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为你从来没有坚持。
Because you never hold on.
因为你从来没有把神的话放在第一啊，所以就是这样啊。
Because you never prioritize the word of God.
没有患难，没有考验，没有逼迫，没有压力，这不是什么好事。
If there are no challenges or tribulation, that's not good.
也没有什么好值得我们这样子啊，非常高兴。没有，我从来没有遇到患难。
You shouldn't be glad that you have never encountered.
为什么你从啊？为什么你从来没有遇到患难
？Why is it that you are never in tribulation?
因为你一遇到压力，你就投降。
Because whenever you face pressure, you give up.
你一遇到别人给你的挑战，你就放弃。
When someone challenges you, you give up.
哎，你当然就没有压力，你自然就没有患难啦。
Of course, there is no tribulation or pressure.
今天要信耶稣，今天要走在正路上面，一定会受到逼迫。
Today, when you believe in Jesus, when you walk on this path, you will be persecuted.
啊，这个是使徒保罗告诉我们的。
This is what Paul tells us.
所以在提摩太后书的第三章第十二节
，In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12,
他说：“凡立志敬虔度日的人，一定会受逼迫啊。”
That if you determine to live a devout life, then you will be persecuted.
不是说他没有讲说可能、或许、大概会受逼迫哦。
It doesn't say perhaps you will be persecuted.
他是说你一定会受逼迫。
So you shall suffer persecution.
啊，所以呢，当你得着了这匹白马
，when you have this white horse，
啊，手拿着弓，头上戴着冠冕，能够进入信仰
，you have a bow and you have a crown and you can have faith.
那你没有办法避免的就是红马就会出现了。
You cannot avoid this red horse.
这就是我们信仰上所遇见的挑战。
These are challenges in our faith.
啊，但是如果能够在挑战当中啊。不断的努力
But if you can continue to work hard,
手中紧紧抓住耶稣的救恩
to hold on tightly to the salvation,
常常纪念耶稣为你所付出的代价
to continue to remember the price that Jesus paid,
虽然很痛苦
though it is hard,
但是到最后神一定会给你开路
but in the end, God will give you a path,
抹掉我们的眼泪
to wipe away your tears,
看见天上永恒的价值
to see the eternal value in heaven,
这就是遇到了红马
That is the red horse.
啊，红马之后呢
？After the red horse.
我们看回来启示录的第六章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 6.
启示录的第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
第六章的第五节
，verse 5.
五节说：“揭开第三印，我看到第三个活物，说：你来，我就观看，有一匹黑马，骑在马上的手里拿着天平。”第六节
，6.
我听见这四活物中有声音说：“一钱银子买一升麦子，一钱银子买三升大麦，油和酒不可糟蹋。”现在第三匹马出现了。
This is the third horse.
他说啊，这第三匹马是黑马。
It is a black horse.
那这黑马有一个非常重要的地方。
And this is he has something important.
就是手拿着天平。
He had a pair of scales. scales in his hand.
最后留下了很重要的一句话。
In the end, he said something very important.
叫做油和酒不可以浪费啊，不可以糟蹋。
Do not harm the oil and the wine.
他说啊，到底这里在讲什么
？What is it saying?
天平是在做什么的
？What are scales for?
天平是来衡量重量跟价值的。
It is to measure the weight and value.
啊，所以作为一个基督徒，我们也要手拿天平。
So as a Christian, we also have to have scales.
就是叫我们要斤斤计较哦，要做一个非常计较的人生哦。
We have to be calculated.
啊，但是啊，计较什么
？What do we calculate?
不是叫你计较说人家欠你多少，人家给你多少利息多少，没有人叫你计较这个、啊。
Not to calculate what other people owe you.
啊，你欠我两 cent 啊，你不还的话，明年啊，告诉你啊，还要加利息呀、啊，两 cent 你要加到哪里去
？You owe me two cents, so I'll charge you interest.
啊，就像我们今天早上讲啊，我那个同学啊。就是绝对不进去，因为他不愿意吃亏。
This morning I talk about my classmate because he does not want to be at loss.
人生很多事情不需要这么计较，不重要。
Many things in life is not that important.
啊，有时候我会跟信徒讲，哎，跟我有时候跟信徒讲哈。
Many times I tell members.
我说啊，生命当中哈，其实除了跟得救无关的都是小事啊。
Anything that is not about salvation then is small.
那是不是你说啊，今天中午啊，啊，为什么煮这个啊，怎么样啊？有时候有的人太咸啦、啊、太淡啦、啊、太这个啦太那，有时候很计较这些事情啊。
Many people will focus on the lunch that was made and says too salty.
啊，为什么这个墙壁滴这个颜色？你不会再漆更白一点
？Why do you have this paint on this wall? Why?
好烦的。
It is very annoying.
为什么人生当中为了很多其实无伤大雅的小事，把自己气得半死呢？
All these small matters and you get so worked up.
啊，有好多年前啊，那个纽约在重新粉刷，纽约教会在重新粉刷。
Many years ago in New York Church, we are doing repainting the wall.
啊，然后有些年轻人啊，哦，真的特别跑到教会来把教会的大门拆掉哦。
And there are some youth who came to church and took down the doors.
好，纽约教会的大门比这个就是那真的是那种比较古老的房，一百多年的房子、哦，是那种真正很大的一个大门啊，把整个拆下来啊。
It is a very old structure, so they took down the doors.
实心木，重的很，非常重。
It was solid wood.
啊，然后呢，他们青年啊就在那里啊重新给它抛，把那上面的油漆全部抛掉。
So the youth will try to take the paint off.
啊，然后呢，把那个然后把那个铜的手把啦、hinge 啊，全部拿去泡，要把那个铜锈泡掉，很用心的、啊，非常用心的、啊。
They try to clean the hinges and the handles.
啊，结果啊，漆上了一个新的颜色。
And they put a new color on.
哇、啊，糟糕啦
！And it's too bad.
隔一个礼拜来，有人有意见呐、啊。
Someone doesn't like it the next week.
我跟你讲啦，不管做什么事情啊，永远都有人有意见呐、啊。
I can tell you that doesn't matter what you do, some people will not like it.
啊，来教会啊，哇，不高兴啦、啊，你怎么漆这个颜色啊
？They came to church and they don't like it. Said,
啊，为什么跟以前不一样啊
？Why is it different now?
我心里想说，以前那个是木皮啊，那个是用贴的，那个不是颜色啊。
I thought to myself, it wasn't a color before.
啊，所以啊，有的哇，我不喜欢这个颜色啊，这个颜色太红啊，这个颜色太淡啊，意见就一堆啦。
And people are very opinionated.
啊，然后啊，就哎，真的为这种事情吵起来、啊。
And they got in a fight.
哦，越吵越生气哦，哇，越讲越大声了、啊，这个我不能接受。
They got so angry and they raised their voice.
我想说你不能接受啊。
I said you cannot accept it.
我不会叫他回家了，不会叫他回家。
I won't tell them to go home.
我说你不能接受啊。
I said you don't accept it.
不能接受走后门啊。
Then you can use another door.
纽约教会有后门啊，你绕一圈就好了嘛。
There is another door at church.
你不喜欢前门，你不要看嘛。
If you don't like it, don't look.
为什么为了这种事情啊，把自己气得半死呢？安息日都不得安息。
Why do you get so angry over these things and you cannot even rest?
有时候我们真的把人生花费在其实没有很重要的事情上面。
Many times we spend too much time on things that don't matter.
啊，那个啊，漆油漆的青年啊，哇，都哭出来啦。
And the youth that painted the door were crying.
因为他们只是啊。本来想要好好做一件事情啊
，They just wanted to do something.
他们就来问我啊，说啊怎么办？是不是要把它重新漆
？So they asked me, do we have to paint it again?
我跟你说不用了。
I said no.
我告诉你哦，不管你漆什么颜色，你只要放了一年之后啊，大家看习惯了都一样。
I said doesn't matter what color you paint it. After a year, people will get used.
是不是？你们现在看这个颜色习惯吗
？Are you used to the color on the wall?
很习惯啊，看了二十年啊。
You are used to it because you've seen it for 20 years.
你下个礼拜哦，请总务把它漆成。漆成亮白色。
If the general affairs painted white next week,
我告诉你，一定有人不高兴。
There is someone that is not going to be happy.
干嘛漆那个颜色很刺眼呢、啊、
It doesn't look good.
没关系啦，放一年之后，哎，看下去，哎，蛮好的。
But after a year, people will get used to it.
人都是习惯的动物。
And people are creature habit.
而且啊，这种跟得救无关，不要花太多的心思在上面。
It has nothing to do with salvation, so you don't need to spend energy.
当然你也不要乱漆啊。
Of course,
我们漆一个绿色，我们怎么聚会啊
？You cannot paint it a strange color.
所以啊，在这里讲说要计较，但是你要计较对的东西。
So you have to measure, but you have to measure the right thing.
你要计较什么
？What do you measure?
你要计较你的时间。
You have to measure time.
你要计较你的灵修。
You have to measure your spiritual cultivation.
你要计较你的祷告功夫。
You have to measure your prayers.
所以啊，今天这里在走到第三匹马，告诉我们的是什么
？So this third horse, what is it?
叫做趁着还有今天做成得救的功夫。
To work on salvation while it is today.
我们都知道那个十个童女的比喻啊。
We know the parable of the ten virgins.
十个童女的比喻就是五个聪明的，五个不太聪明的嘛。
There are five wise ones and five foolish ones.
其实他们的差别就在哪里
？What is the difference?
他们差别只是啊，有一个有准备，有一个没有准备而已，不是吗
？And some were more prepared than others.
其实你再换句话来说。
But in other words,
就是五个比较计较，五个比较不计较。
There are five who measures and five don't.
五个聪明的算算算算算，哎，不够哦，我再加，我先买。
The five did the calculation and knew that it was not enough, so they bought more.
为什么另外五个叫做愚昧的
？Why do they? What do the other five were foolish?
就是因为他没有计较，他没有去计算。
Because they did not calculate.
所以到最后突然不够了啊！糟糕，来不及了。
So they had not, they did not have enough, so it was too late.
所以第三匹马是给你我今天信仰路上面的一个警告。
This third horse gives us a warning in our faith.
随着时间的过去，随着我们离末世越来越近
，as time passes, as we get closer to the end times,
要能够累积我们灵修功夫的机会就越来越少。
There are less opportunities for us to store up our spiritual cultivation.
我从上一辈，从我父亲那边听到了一些以前的信徒。
From my father's generation, I've heard about certain members.
他说啊，其实以前的信徒啊，生活很单纯，而且聚会很热心。
They have very simple lives and they were very zealous.
他们很多都是种田的。
They were farmers.
所以呢，早上去田里之前，先到教会来祷告。
Before they go into their farms, they come to church.
下午从田典礼回来也是先到教会祷告
，and after they're done with their farm works, they come to church to pray.
然后到晚上大家全部都来聚会
，and the evening they gather for service.
简单的生活
，it is a very simple life.
神迹奇事就很多
，and there are a lot of miracles.
但是什么时候开始一直在改变啊
？But since when did all change?
我说哇，奇怪啊，以前啊，信徒早早就来教会啦，怎么现在奇怪，越来越晚，越来越晚，越来越晚
？How the members come to services so late now?
有一个信徒去跟传道讲。
There was a member that talked to a pastor.
传道，我们可不可以改一下聚会时间
so, ？Can we change the time for service？
因为那个时候以前聚会时间是七点半晚上七点半。
Because it used to start at 7:30
跟传道讲说啊，传道，我们可以改到八点吗
？Asked us, can we change the service to 8:00
p.m.？ 传道就说也不是不行啦，但是为什么呢
？And pastor said it's not a problem, but why？
信徒就这样子不好意思的笑了一下，说因为那个日本的摔角他演到八点呐。
Members said because the wrestling match in Japan ends at 8:00.
传道，我跟你讲，那个好看那个好看呢。
The pastor is so interesting.
其实从电视进到生活，网络进到生活之后，我们的灵修功夫就遇到了很大的挑战。
When television and internet came into our life, then our spiritual cultivation was.
你会发觉说，你的时间越来越少。
Realize that you have less and less time.
从以前的农业社会进到工业社会，到现在的商业社会。
From this changes in society.
你会发觉说，好像人的经济越来越好，但是其实人的时间越来越少。
People's lives became better, but they had less time.
上班时间越来越长。
They have more work hours.
恭喜大家。
Congratulations.
其实从2014年之后不是 美国正式超过日本成为全世界工时最长的国家。恭喜大家。
And the United States has
我们都觉得说日本人最拼嘛。你错了，现在是全世界工时最长的就是美国。
United States has the most work hours in the world.
所以你看好像生活不断的富裕，但是我们真正拥有的时间越来越少。
Your life is more wealthy, but you have less time.
而在那个你有限的时间里面，你能够拿出来给信仰的也越来越困难。
In this very limited amount of time you have, it is very hard to put it into our faith.
有的人是下班之后还要把公司的东西拿回家做。
Many people have to bring their works home.
有的是要花很多时间在孩子的教育上面。
Many people spend a lot of time on their children's
education. 有的是回来之后还要有休闲生活，不行啊，我一定要看电视啊，我每天一定要看电视才可以啊。
Many people want to watch TV when they get home.
所以到最后就是不断的压缩我们的时间，真正的时间就越来越少。
In the end, we have so little real time.
啊，所以啊，到时候到了末日，到了末世的时候
，In the end times,
你要学会计较。
You have to measure.
就是你那个时间要算，要怎么用它才有价值。
You have to calculate and time manage.
啊，在这里讲说要一钱银子买一升麦子。
It says a quart of wheat for a denarius.
一钱银子买三升大麦。
And three quarts of barley for a denarius.
这个价格不太正常。
It is a strange price.
啊，因为如果在我们，当然我们现在的人哦，看着没有感觉啊。
We don't really know.
但是在当时候的人一看就会。神一看到这一段就会骂人啊。
But at the time, people would know that is the wrong price.
因为是奸商。
Because it is a scam.
啊，因为啊，因为这里的价格是当代价格的15倍 ,15 倍左右 ,12 到15倍的价格。
It was priced like, about 15 times higher.
啊，就是比你真就是到现在你那个能够买到你的钱越来越不值钱啊，你能够买到的东西越来越少。
Means you have less value in your money.
啊，以我们今天的来讲就是 inflation 啊，就是通货膨胀。
It is inflation.
啊，就是你所拥有的你就只有这么一点点，你能够换到东西越来越少越来越少。
You have so little and you can only buy so little.
你再不谨慎，你再不善用，你再不把握，你最后就是饿死的命。
If you don't use it wisely, you will be hungry.
啊，所以我们今天的人时间越来越少。
So today we have less and less time.
如果还不知道说要把握机会，把握时间来善用我们还趁着还有今天。
If you don't use your time wisely.
那到最后你就是一无所有，什么都买不起啊。
In the end, you have nothing.
啊，真的啊，你今天想要读经，想要祷告还算容易。
It is easy for you to read the Bible and pray today.
但是不见得永远都是这么容易的。
But that may not be the case in the future.
有一天，当你没有圣经，当你没有教会，当你没有会堂，当你没有传道，当你没有任何人告诉你任何的事情。
When the day comes that you don't have a Bible or a church or a pastor to tell you what to do.
美国是一个宗教自由的国家。
U.S. is a country of freedom of religion.
但是你能够确定它会永远都是这样吗？
But can you be certain that it will be the case?
社会不断的在调整。
Society continues to change.
甚至不久之前还有教会被政府查封。
There are churches that were closed down by the government.
只是因为他们不接受同性恋在他们的会堂举行婚礼。
Because the churches refused to hold homosexual weddings.
所以政府就拿走他们的 non-profit 的那个，就是拿走他们免税的资格。
So government took away their rights to be exempt from.
我们不要以为说你现在拥有的自由永远都会拥有。
Do not think that you have this freedom forever.
如果你今天不准备，到你有一天你没有的时候，你要怎么办
？If you don't prepare today, what about one day that you don't have this?
到有一天你买不起的时候怎么办
？When you cannot afford it.
所以趁着现在啊，物价还可以啊，你买得起，你多买一点。
When today you can still afford it, then you can buy more.
趁着现在你还有时间啊，你赶快灵修，赶快祷告，赶快聚会。
When you have time today, you can spiritual cultivate more.
那在这里讲到两种东西啊。
And there are two objects.
啊，这里讲说麦子跟大麦。
The wheat and the barley.
啊，但是啊，其实啊，这里面有一个蛮有趣的地方。
It is also very interesting.
你有一钱银子。
You have one denarius.
你要买什么？
What are you going to buy?
这个麦子在圣经当中出现了15次。
Wheat, was mentioned 15 times in the Bible.
但是这里这个大麦这一个字在原文当中整本圣经只有出现一次就是这里。
But barley was only mentioned once in the Bible and it was recorded here.
一钱银子是你拥有的。
You only have one denarius.
但是你可以选择用在不一样的地方。
You can choose to buy different things.
有的东西你只要有钱你都换得到。
There are some things that as long as you have money you can buy.
但是有的东西是独一无二只出现一次而已。
There are things that are unique and only once.
所以第一个要把握机会。
So first you have to use the opportunity.
第二个要选择正确。
Second you have to make the right choice.
最后我们来看第四匹马。
Lastly, the fourth horse.
我们看回来启示录的第六章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 6.
第六章的第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节说我就观看见有一匹灰色马其实这个灰色它是青 青色哈，有一匹青色马，骑在马上的名字叫做死，音符也随着他，有权柄赐给他们，可以用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽杀害地上四分之一的人。那这里第四匹马出现了。
This is a fourth horse.
啊，这匹马叫做死。
It was called death.
啊，当我们看到这里啊，我们一定马上就觉得这个就是坏人啊，对。
And when we read this, we'll think this is the bad guy.
啊，因为我们都不喜欢死。
We don't like death.
我们看到阴府啊，我们就马上就觉得说，哎呀，这个是很可怕，这是地狱来的。
We see Hades and we are very scared.
啊，所以啊，我们常常把最后这一匹马，把它断定成魔鬼啦、坏事啦，那个就是这个各样的灾害啊，都是很负面的。
Many times we'll think the fourth horse is a Satan is a disaster.
啊，但是这里讲说有权柄赐给他。
But it says that power was given to him.
而且这里特别讲说，刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽来杀害地上四分之一的人。
To kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth.
为什么要特别讲到这四样呢
？What about these four things?
我们来看以西结书的第四章哦。
Let's read Ezekiel chapter 4.
以西结书的第四章。
Ezekiel chapter 4.
以西结书四章的第二十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 4.
第四章第二十一节。
Chapter 4 verse 21.
诶不对第五章第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章的第十七节啊。
Verse 17.
十七节
17.
他说要使饥荒和恶兽到你那里叫你丧子瘟疫和流血的事也要盛行在你那我必使刀剑临到你这是我主神说的、哦这其实出现好多次我看一下第二十一、因为在以西结书里面、这四个灾它出现的次数很多、
And Ezekiel there are four calamities occur many times.
哦，这个饥荒、瘟疫啊、野兽啊，这个啊，这个啊，这里讲那个饥荒、瘟疫、野兽跟刀剑啊，它被称为上古四灾。
It was called the four calamities in the old times.
啊，就是讲到神的刑罚的时候，最常出现的都是讲这四样。
These four things happen when God punishes.
哦，刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽，它是从神那边来的刑罚的工具。
Famine, wild beasts, pestilence, and swords. They are tools for God's
plan. 所以啊，当这里讲到这匹灰马或者这匹青马
，this pale horse.
啊，他所讲的，你不，他并不是讲说，他并不是讲说什么魔鬼来了啦，死亡来了啦，祸患了，他并不是在讲这些啊。
It is not saying that Satan has come and death.
他说这匹马叫做死。
This horse was called death.
啊，为什么要告诉我们这件事？
Why does it tell us that?
因为到最后死亡临到就是审判临到了。
When death comes, it is the judgment.
啊，因为刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽，这是神在刑罚、神在审判、神在刑罚所用的工具。
These wild beasts, the famine, the sword, the hunger, they are tools for God's
plan. 所以到最后这第四匹马出现是什么
？What does it mean for this fourth
horse? 它是告诉我们说。死亡会临到，审判绝对没有办法逃避。
It is telling us that death will come and cannot avoid judgment.
啊，所以当死亡临到，当审判来临的时候
，When judgment comes,
啊，只有那个胜的又要胜的，才能够在最终的审判当中能够得到冠冕。
Only those who continue to conquer can receive the crown.
所以这四匹马就是信仰路上的四个阶段。
So these are the four stages of our faith.
也是我们今天每一个人要谨慎小心注意的信仰挑战。
Also the challenges that we need to watch out for.
手上要拿着弓，头上要戴着冠冕。
You have to have a bow and you have to have the crown.
要能够忍受患难，遇到红马刀，遇到大刀的时候，仍然能够坚持信仰。
When you are attacked, you have to withstand these tribulations.
把握机会，在黑马临到的时候，把握机会，能够不断的灵修，自我预备。所以，不管主什么时候来，我们都预备妥当。
When you have time, you have to use the opportunity to spiritually cultivate and prepare yourself.
第四匹马就是时时警醒，知道说人生终有结束的那一天。
The fourth horse tells us that we need to be watchful that there is an end to our life.
哦，所以在传道书里面告诉我们。
And Song of Solomon tells us.
他说啊，你往遭丧的家去， 你会得到智慧的。
You have, if you look at the
Ecclesiastes. 啊，你到那个有那个就是有人过世的哈，你到那个招丧哈，有人家里有人过世的地方，你去参加丧礼。
If you go to a funeral,
他说你会得到智慧
you will receive wisdom,
因为他会让你去思想人生
because it makes you reflect on your life.
那有时候啊，我传道作为传道者，我们在主持丧礼啊
Many times for pastors holding funeral service.
有时候我就站在那边看
I will stand here and look.
然后我就会告诉我就会这样想啊
I will think to myself.
他说啊，今天是你躺在那
said today you lie there.
有一天就是换我躺在那边
andThere is a day when I like.
没有什么好，这个没有什么好忌讳的。你高不高兴，喜不喜欢，总是要面对的。
It is not a taboo. Whether you like it or not, you have to face it.
哦，所以啊，那会让你得到人生的智慧，让你去思想生命的价值。
You will have the wisdom of life, and you will think about the value of your life.
哦，所以在诗篇的第九十篇。
In Psalm 90.
啊，摩西告诉我们啊。
Moses tells us.
他说啊，求神让我们数算自己的日子啊，算一算啊。
He asked God to help us count our days.
你就会得着智慧的心。
Then you have a heart of wisdom.
这就是最后的这一匹灰马啊，或者这匹青马。
It is the pale horse.
就是让你知道说，你一定到最后都要死，人到最后都要面对死亡。
To know that everyone dies.
啊，死亡之后还有审判。
And there is a judgment after.
啊，既然有死亡，既然有审判。
If there is a death, then there is a judgment.
既然有天国地狱的差别。
If there is a heaven and hell.
那我们今天在还活着的时间里。
Then while it is today when we're still alive.
就要趁着还有今天把握时间来完成得救的功夫。
While it is today we work on our salvation.
能够走过这四匹马。
To walk through these four horses.
能够带着荣耀的冠。
To have a glorious crown.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
换一下 slide. 啊，八十四首。
Hymn 84.
神奇比高唱起了心事。请坐。
Please be seated。
我们刚谈到说到最后神要用上古的四灾来惩罚这个世界。
We have talked about the four calamities that God will use to punish the world。
所以其实刚刚所翻的应该是以西结书的14章，不是第四章，14章。
Ezekiel chapter 14。
14章的第21节。
Verse 21。
21节，主神如此说，我将这四样大灾，就是刀剑、饥荒、恶兽、瘟疫，降在耶路撒冷，将人和牲畜其中剪除，岂不更重吗？第22节，然而其中必有剩下的，你们连儿带女必带到你们这里来，他们连儿带女必带到你们这里来，你们看见他们所行的一切就要得着要看因我降给耶路撒冷的一切灾就要得着安慰所以这里讲到说上古的四灾由神而出。
The four severe judgments came from God.
但是他的目的是要给你我今天做一个警告。
But it serves to warn us today.
惩罚从来不是目的。
Punishment is not the purpose.
就像今天学校的老师作为父母的，这我们这样要求儿女或者是惩罚儿女，惩罚从来不是目的。
Just like when a teacher or a parent discipline, punishment is not the purpose.
而是希望借着惩罚使他们能够回转并且得到生命。
But through punishment, they can return and receive life.
所以当第四匹马出现。
When the fourth horse came.
你的第四匹马什么时候出现我不知道。
When does this horse come? I don't know.
我也不知道什么时候我要面对最终的结束。
And I don't know when is my end.
但是或早或晚总有一天我们都需要面对。
But sooner or later, we will face.
所以求神赐给我们智慧的心。
May God give us wisdom.
使我们能够常常思想，因此对将来做准备而有盼望。
That we can think and we can prepare for our future.
不管神给我们的时间是长是短。
Whether God gives us a long life.
重要的是里面要活出价值。
We have to have value.
求主耶稣继续带领我们的脚步。
May God continue to guide us.
能够在这新的2020年。
That in 2020.
能够继续的好好的漂亮的走在主路上。
We can continue to walk well in this.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray.